Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble tradition and hadith which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. This hadith goes back to something that occurred for the Prophet on his night ascensions to the heavens. In other words, the Mi'raj, when the Prophet was taken to heaven and he ascended to heaven, something transpired and the Prophet related this to people, and it became a hadith which has been related and transcribed and was passed down to us. This hadith is a part of a very lengthy hadith which has been narrated in the famous book regarding the night ascension, which was written by a famous scholar, Daylami. In the tradition in which the Prophet's ascension to heaven was recounted, God Almighty has been related and narrated to have said the following to the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam: O Ahmad, be continuous in my remembrance, meaning continuously remember me, always remember me. When God said this to the Prophet responded by saying, O my Lord, how can I be continuous in your remembrance? How could I remember you always? I got a lot of things to do. I got to go to work. I got to go to school. How can we continuously remember God? We have other things to do as well. A lot of people say that. We can't constantly read the Quran or remember Allah, but we want to. How can we do this? In response to this question, God Almighty replied to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam by saying the following: Through seclusion from people, despising the sweet and sour of the world, and clearing your stomach and your house of the world. Right? So he mentions, God Almighty mentions, a couple of things which, if accomplished, can lead to constant remembrance of God. And this could be interpreted in one of two ways. It could mean that by doing these things, it could give us the opportunity and the capacity, create a capacity and a power within us to remember God. Meaning if we don't do these things, it's preventing us from remembering God. Or it could mean that these acts could serve as a substitute for the remembrance of God. We can interpret this hadith maybe in one of these two ways. The first thing that he mentions, God mentions, is seclusion from people. It doesn't mean that we go and live in a cave away from the people, right? It could be that we stay away from bad people. Or it could mean that, we are with people, but we don't adopt their bad habits, right? It could mean that we limit our, gatherings with people and accompaniment of people to the least amount that is necessary. You know, we can interpret this in one of these ways. Despising the sweet and the sour of the world, right? When we say world here, we mean things that bring us further away from God. Not necessarily the physical beings of this universe, because these are the signs of God. And cleaning our stomach and our house of the world, meaning not having unlawful things, not having unlawful food, not eating unlawful foods, and these kind of things. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at things which bring about continuous and constant remembrance of Allah in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.